开始的时候我们要赞美主啊，也要就是让我带领大家都就是在耶稣的面前求主就是帮助我们听到他对我们说话，好不好？天上的父神，我们谢谢你，今天我们来你的面前我们真的很感谢你，因为我们今天在我们当中，我们已经就是开始就是专心就是神的话语，也专心耶稣在十字架上所做的很奇妙的救恩，所以我们真的要感谢你。今天我们大家都需要你的帮忙，我们需要圣灵来在我们当中，就是让我们就是好好的听你的话语，让我们存在我们心里面，让我们能够就是去做你所命令给我们的。我们这样的祷告就是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名， Amen. It's my great privilege to be with you this morning.
我非常荣幸能跟你们在一起。
And you know, usually I come back and I give you a very positive report.
通常我来的时候是会给你们一个非常正面的一个报告。
But I feel like God is asking me to change the way that I teach and the way that I write.
我觉得主是让我改变一下那个来给改变我的那个讲法。
And what I mean is, I think God is challenging me to be more and more honest.
我想主是要我对我一个挑战，让我更诚实的告诉你们所发生的一切。
That's not always easy.
这个是相当困难的事情。
But I really think that God is calling us to have a ministry like Paul, where we're very honest when we come and we give our report.
我想主是要我们像有一个牧会，就像那个保罗这样的牧会，是非常诚实的、坦诚的给大家。
So I would like to start with this verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8.
让我们翻到那个哥林多后书第一章第八节。
And because it so clearly describes my past year in Taiwan.
这好像就是对我在去年在台湾所发生的一些事情的一个表述。
Now, if you know the Bible, you know this is Paul writing this.
你们知道这是保罗所写的。
And he says, I think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed, completely overwhelmed, and we thought we would never live through it.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭受苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝。
And that really kind of describes 2008 for me.
对我来说，这就是表述了我的2008年的那个经历。
It was a tough year.
是个非常困难的一年。
Yeah, I was overwhelmed at times.
我是感到有力不能胜的感觉。
I felt like there was trouble on my staff.
我觉得有很多的，在我的那个员工里面有很多的问题。
And I just felt like this was something that I needed to go through as a Christian.
我觉得这是我们基督徒所要经历的事情。
So I'd like to give you a couple of examples of why I'm telling you this year was so rough.
所以我下面我给你们一些举举一些例子。
I can start by talking about my secretary.
一开始就是我的秘书。
She was alienated from me for many, many months.
她好像跟我有很多很疏远。
And she was telling others on the staff that she felt that my treatment was unfair toward her.
她好像觉得那个秘书跟别人说，就是我对她不太公平。
And so she began to look to others on our team for support.
她要向其他人寻求帮助。
Others for sympathy.
向其他人寻求那个同情。
And little by little, she became a source of disunity.
慢慢的，她就变成那个我们一个不团结的因素。
And this really affected my emotions.
这对我的感情是有很大的冲击。
It would be okay if it was one or two weeks, but this was almost one year this was going on like this.
假如一两星期还可以，这好像已经持续了将近一年。
And then my wife, you know Pam.
Pam, would you stand up?
She's a good wife. But we're both 51 now. I told you I was going to be honest, right? And she has a disease called fibromyalgia.
他好像有一个慢性的全身疼痛的疾病。
And that just means that you have no energy and that many of your joints are very sore and you're just not comfortable for many days.
他就是好像没有力量，然后呢，许多关节呢就有疼痛。
This has been tough for her. It's had an influence on our family.
对她来说是一个很大的挑战，对我们家庭也是一个不好的。
Yeah, it influences what you can do and what you can't do.
因为你不知道什么事情可以做，什么事情不可以做。
So, you know, at times she has this so severely that she becomes depressed.
所以有的时候她会变得非常严重的话，她就感到有那个忧郁症的情况出现。
So I've had to give more time and attention to my children and also more to just letting Pam rest.
所以我必须对我家庭更大的注意，对我太太更加的关心。
And then we had another missionary couple move down from Taipei to join us in Taichung.
我们有一对传道的夫妻 couple.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. 我们夫妻然后从那个台北到台中来跟我们一起。
And they're also a missionary couple from the United States.
还有一些传道人从那个还有一对传道人从那个美国来。
And they've been a big help to Pam and I and to our church.
对我们的教会他们是一个很大的帮助。
But they're not always very mature.
但是他们有点不太成熟。
So I need to use a lot of energy to oversee how they are fitting into our church and how they're working with our church.
所以我要用很多的精力来指导他们，使他们能够跟我们的教会更好的融合。
And sometimes his wife has a trouble with the tongue, the gossip, you know.
有些时候那个太太会有那个闲言碎语。
Now, in this church, there's nobody like that, right?
我想我们这个教会是没有这种事情。
I'm sure nobody like that.
我肯定没有人会像这样。
And we expect that in every church, but it becomes a problem if it's kind of like on the leadership team where somebody cannot, you know, stop talking about others on the team. It becomes a source of disunity.
所有的确据也许都会有这样的事情，但特别是在那个领导层的话，有这样的闲言碎语的话，就会影响那个教会的团结。
And you know, when you're the pastor of the church, everybody has big expectations for you.
对，假如你是那个牧师，在教会的牧师，许多人都有对你有很高的期望。
And they expect you to do more and more and more.
他们总是要你。做了很多很多。
But we were going through a year where God was telling us, I want you to do less and less and less.
那我经历的一年是主好像告诉我做的越少 越来越少。
And I wasn't supposed to be a strong pastor that said, come on, Pam, let's go. No, God wanted me to be a gentle shepherd that said, hey, take time off. You need to rest.
主不是要我变成一个铁人，而是要我变成一个非常非常温柔的牧羊人。
and so, you know, some people don't understand that.
有些人不明白这样的事情。
And then we had some other families in our churches that we were training. These were families that are in our church. Yeah.
还有我们在那个有一些家庭参加我们教会的训练。
Good people, we have about 10 families in our church.
我们大概有十个这样的家庭。
About 100, we have a little more than 100 people in our congregation.
大概总共教会一共有100多个人。
It's also a bilingual congregation.
也是两种语言一起交流。
So I've been trying to encourage the families to come together from time to time and enjoy kind of a small group together.
那所以我鼓励那些家庭呢，就是把他们连接在一起聚会讨论。
And if I'm willing to lead the small group, they say, yeah, okay, let's do it.
假如我领那个家庭聚会的话，他们说，我们一起做吧。
其实最重要的就是 they want me to do it.
Because they want me to do it.
They want me to lead the cell group.
他们要我来领那个聚会。
But this year, I began to ask the Taiwanese leaders, hey, I want you to start leading. The small group meetings.
今年呢，我要那些那个台湾的本地人来领这个聚会。
And you know what their response was?
你知道他们会怎么说呢
？Oh well, I don't know. We're kind of busy, and that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, 他们觉得那个压力很大，所以老是找些借口来推掉。
Are you sure we're ready?
你认为我们已经准备好了吗?
Our home is not big enough.
我们的家可能不太大。
We don't know the Bible like you know the Bible.
Yeah, 我们对圣经不是那么熟悉。
And so they had a lot of excuses to give me.
他们老是找许多的借口。
So in my heart, I was sad because I realized we need more time. Uh-huh.
所以我在我的心里我觉得不太愉快，所以我觉得我们需要更多的时间。
More energy, more effort to shepherd these people.
我需要有更多的力量来带领那些教友。
My temptation is to push.
我的主观是想推动他们。
Come on, let's go.
来一起做吧。
And God is calling me to shepherd.
但是主要我牧养他们。
To love.
爱他们。
To be patient.
要特别要有耐心。
To come alongside of them.
然后是跟他们在一起。
So God was working on the families, but He was also working on me to say, hey, quit pushing.
主在与那些家庭做工作的时候，也是来对我来做工作。
And then finally, my health, I have a problem where I really like to work and I really like to push myself. Yeah.
我也是对自己有很大的压力来推动我自己工作。
And finally, my health went south, that means I lost my health.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 我生病。
And that wasn't easy for me because from childhood until now, I've always been very healthy.
从我出生到现在一直是很健康。
But I was so weak, I couldn't pick up a book to read it.
我软弱到连书也拿不起来。
Have you ever been that weak?
你们有这样软弱过吗?
You didn't want to watch TV, you didn't want to read anything, you just wanted to lay in bed and just lay in bed.
Yeah.
And that usually happens to me once a year.
对我来说,一般是一年一次。
But this year was extremely severe.
Yeah.
And I was questioning, hey, am I the man to lead this mission for the Taiwanese people?
我对自己有一个怀疑,我是不是一个牧羊人能够领导这个教会?
And I was discouraged.
我感到有挫折感。
I need to learn that. 有挫折感。 真的很严重的。 I was depressed.
我也情绪非常低落。
And everything seemed to hit me the whole year. All of the problems and all of the disappointments that I experienced during the whole year seemed to hit me in early October.
所有的失望，所有的问题，结果到10月初好像一起对我攻击。
And I discovered that I was weak.
我发现我是实际上非常软弱的一个人。
Have you discovered that yet?
你们发觉你们的软弱吗?
If you serve Christ, eventually, you will discover how weak you are.
如果你为主去做工作的话，有的时候你会发现你是非常软弱的。
You may look strong on the outside.
你外表上看上去很强壮。
You may speak strongly to other brothers and sisters.
你虽然是用大声说话。
But you know inside, you realize like Paul, that you're really weak.
但内心里面你就像保罗一样，你是感到软弱的。
Physically, I was weak.
我体力上我也是感到软弱的。
Emotionally, I was weak.
感情上我也是感到软弱的。
And these were dark days. I had 2 or 3 days where it was so dark.
有两三天我是非常像生活在非常黑暗之中。
But God spoke to me in my weakness.
但是主在黑暗中对我说话。
He's so faithful.
他非常的信心。
Yeah.
非常的。
Yeah.
信实.
Okay, 好. I'll show you how he encouraged me. Let me share a few verses with you. One of them here is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Yeah.
提摩太后书2章.
You see, I experienced the grace of God.
我经历了主的恩典.
Have you experienced that before?
你以前经历过主的恩典吗?
Anybody here experienced the amazing grace of God?
你经历过令人惊奇的恩典吗?
It's fresh, it's new, And it's not something that we say, oh yeah, I one time experienced God's grace 10 years ago. No. That's not how it works.
他主的恩典是非常新鲜的，是活的，而不是说，不是说你经历了十年、十几年以前的事。
We have entered into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
我们跟主，通过耶稣连接起来。
And somehow, in God's mercy, He keeps giving us fresh grace.
主总是以他的怜悯来给我们的，给我们那个新鲜的恩典。
Especially when we're broke and weak, broken and weak before God.
特别是我们在软弱或者是无力的时候
especially when we take our eyes off of ourselves and begin to just listen to God freshly once again
特别是我帮我们当我们把眼睛 转向他的时候
and so God spoke to me in verses like 2 Timothy chapter 2
主对我说话像那个提摩太后书二章第一节
He says to you and I be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus
你要在基督耶稣的恩典上坚强起来。
Where is that grace coming from?
那恩典从什么地方来呢?
Look at it. That grace is in Christ Jesus.
是在主，在耶稣上。
Look at verse 3. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
Be strong.
比强壮。
Endure these hardships.
然后忍耐那些那个困难。
That's easier said than done, huh?
说说容易，做做难。
We can say it so easily. It's so difficult to go through.
我们说起来是很容易，但是真正经过那经历是非常困难。
But in Christ,
但在耶稣基督里面。
And through Christ,
通过耶稣基督。
We find grace.
我们找到那他的恩典。
Amen?
Amen.
We find the grace of God.
我们找到耶稣的恩典。
We find grace to be strong.
他的恩典是让我们强壮。
It's not our strength.
不是我们强壮。
No, it's神所赐给我们的力量，是不是？
God gave us the strength.
Yeah. It's this grace that God gives us through His Son.
那是主通过耶稣给我们的那个强壮。
Grace to endure.
给我们能够忍受这些困难。
Grace to get back up and fight and stand before God.
让我们能够从那个困难里面站起来，然后继续去斗争。
But we don't do it just for ourselves.
我们不是为自己来做这样的事情。
No, we do it for one another.
我们做这样的事情是为了互相为其他人。
It would be hard for me to get motivated to do that just for me.
对我来说是很困难，只是为做这些事情，只是为了我自己。
But.God calls us to do it for the flock, for the people of God.
但是我会感到就为了主的信徒来做，我就会感到很荣幸。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10.
提摩太后书二章第十节。
Paul says, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
I endure these things for my other brothers and sisters.
我忍耐这些事情是为了我的弟兄姐妹。
For the elect of God, for those God has called and chosen.
是为了所有主的选民。
We do it for them.
我是为了做了为主的选民做。
I endure for you.
我忍耐是为了你们。
I endure for the congregation that God has given me to serve.
我做这样做是为了主召集的我们。
And I think God had some fresh lessons for me to learn about perseverance.
主好像有给我一些课程，怎么样来学习坚持。
See, our temptation is to quit, right?
我们的那个挑战是。
I don't know how to say quit. I don't know how. Sorry.
就是放弃。
放弃 ，Yeah, that's our temptation, right? Yeah, we have a problem in a relationship.
我们当我们关系我们与别人的关系中有问题的时候
，We want to run.
我们想跑开。
We want to avoid.
我们想避免。
We stop coming to church.
我们想离开教会。
We want to avoid that situation.
我们想离开这样的情况，避免这样的情况。
That's the flesh that wants to respond this way.
这是我们肉体的那个反应。
Right? I see it all the time in Taizong where I serve.
在台中好像看到这样的情况。
But we have the Spirit of God.
但是主的圣灵。
He lives in us.
在我们的心里。
And He's not calling me to quit.
但他不要我放弃。
He's not calling you to quit.
他也不是要不要你们去放弃。
He's calling us to endure.
但他要我们去去忍耐。
Right? We have a whole history of people who were Christians before us who were even willing to die for Jesus Christ.
在我们的前面有许多那个主的仆人，他们甚至愿意为主去死。
Paul says, I can endure anything that comes my way for the elect.
那保罗说，我能够忍耐任何事情，只要是为我主的选民。
Wouldn't that be great to be able to say that?
能够这样说是非常的荣耀。
For you and me to be able to say, hey, that's okay, this is really tough, but I can endure this for the sake of God's people and what He's doing in their lives.
对你和我来说，如果我们能够对主说，我们能够为了主的选民，我们能够忍受一切的事情。
And that's why Paul was able to say in 2 Corinthians,
所以保罗能够在哥林多后书下一章第十节说。
He says, since I know it is all for Christ's good, I'm quite content with my weaknesses and with insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities.
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦，可为喜乐的。
Wait a minute, how can Paul say that?
保罗怎么能够说这样呢？
I'm content with all this?
我为此感到喜乐。
With insults, when people insult me, when I discover how difficult it is to work with people, I'm content with all that.
保罗怎么能够说他对此为感到喜乐？别人在凌辱我，别人在压迫。
Have you ever heard anybody talk like that?
你听过其他人这样说吗？
Someone share with you, hey, my year was terrible. I wanted to quit. I was overwhelmed. I was treated unfairly. And you know what? Yeah, that's cool.
别人会这样说吗？我在这儿是工作是非常的可怕，别人对我是非常不公平的，但是这是非常苦。
I mean, I'm okay. I'm content. No problem.
我是可以忍受的，是喜乐的。
How could he say that?
那保罗怎么能够这样说呢？
I would love to be able to talk that way, Robert. You know, hey, I'm okay with it. No problem.
Robert, 我很喜欢，我愿意这样的说，我希望能够像保罗一样这样说。
Yeah, that's right. The next passage gives the key. Look at that. I stopped. I didn't finish it. Paul says in chapter 12, verse 10, because when I'm weak, then I am strong. Wow.
保罗说，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
Wow.
为什么？
What does that mean?
Have
you seen that passage before in the Bible?
你们学过这个章节吗？
When I'm weak, then I'm strong.
当我软弱的时候，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
That's me, I'm weak.
那我是很软弱的。
How about you?
你呢？你们呢？
I can admit before God, I can admit it before you, I'm a weak man.
我愿意在主在你们面前承认我是很软弱的。
But I'm experiencing more and more of God's power.
但是我经历越来越多的主的力量。
In my weakness.
在我的软弱中。
Isn't that amazing?
这是非常令人惊奇。
We can only experience this through Christ.
我们只能通过耶稣来经历这样的事情。
My wife, physically, she's very weak.
我的太太那个她身体上是非常软弱的。
But I discovered God's power on her many days.
但是主给她家庭很大的力量。
In her weakness, she's reaching out, she's making a difference, she's touching lives with the grace of God.
在她软弱的时候，她还是能够走出去来，跟更多的人接触，来把那个主的东西传扬出去。
If you look at her,
假如你们看着她
，only outwardly,
只是从外表上看。
You'd say, what? No, 没有什么。
Nothing.
Right?
No difference.
But if you really watch,
但你仔细地看的话,
I'm sure you have people like that in this family of faith.
在这儿你们, 就像在这儿,
who you say, wow, they seem so frail, so weak.
看上去会非常的软弱, 非常的那个, yeah, 非常软弱.
But God is using them.
但是主是在用他们,
somehow you sense the grace of God with that person.
你会在他们的身上看到主的荣耀。
神赐给他们力量, 是不是? It's amazing.
God gives them strength.
It's amazing to see that. I like the way it's said in the Message version. Look at it. This is the same passage in the Message version.
在信息版的那个同样的 verse.
If English is your second language and you have difficulty reading the English Bible, this is one of the modern translations.
假如你是英语是你第二语言的话, 这是一个比较现代的那个翻译。
这个比较口语的。比较口语的。 Yeah. He says, I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. Wow. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become.
我快乐地面对各种各样的限制，这些限制呢，把我切割成块，凌辱、事故、反对、坏的机遇，我则让主来掌握，这样我越软弱，我就越刚强。
I don't know about you, but I want everything to go smoothly.
我不知道你们是怎么样，我希望任何事情都是很平快，平安的。
And you can interview Pam after the message. If it doesn't go smoothly, I'm not happy.
假如那个事情不顺利的经过，我就感到非常的恼火。
But Paul, he's different than me.
但是保罗跟我是不一样。
He says, it's okay when I am confronted with limitations.
保罗说，虽然当我面对这些限制的时候，
human limitations，
人所设置的限制的时候，
and bad breaks，
所有的坏的机遇，
and hardships that come our way because we're followers of Jesus Christ，
所有的困难就是因为我们是主的信徒。
Paul says these things are inescapable，
保罗说这些东西你是不可避免，
they're going to come our way，
他们会在我们的面前。
And God says, let them come.
主说让这些事情，所有的这些事情都来吧。
So I can work with this person's faith and grow them up.
主说这样的时候呢，我才可以来帮增长你们的信心。
He wants to mature us.
使我们更加成熟。
He wants to keep changing us.
使我们变得更好。
Is He doing that in your life?
他在你的身上这样做，在你们的身上这样做吗？
I've been following him for more than 25 years. He keeps working on me.
我跟随他已经25年了，他一直在我的身上做过。
He that began a good work in us, he's faithful. He continues. He continues. He continues to work in us, on us.
他从一开始就做工，然后一直在我们的身上做过。
See, we don't have a religion.
所以我们不是有一个宗教。
This is not simply a Christian religion. You have your religion and I have my religion. No, 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 no.
这不是一个各式各样的宗教中的一样。
We have a living, vital, genuine relationship with God through Christ.
我们是生活在跟主的真正的一个非常重要的一个关联系当中。
You can have a religion if you want.
你可以享受你的宗教。
I want a relationship with God.
我所要的是跟主的联系。
And with God's people.
以及与主选民的关系。
How about you?
那你们呢?
It's not easy.
看上去不是太容易。
But it's living. It's vital. It's developing. God's changing us.
但是这是有生命，是主在不断的改变的我们。
I want you to consider, I'm almost finished, I want you to consider what Peter said about these trials.
在彼得的前书。
Yeah, that's right, 彼得前书,第五章。 第一章,
第五节。
Yeah. Look at it with me, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. He says, in this salvation that God has given, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief or been distressed, it says, in all kinds of trials. These trials have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
I love Peter's perspective.
我非常喜欢那个彼得的讲法。
In verse 6 he says, it's just going to happen for a little while.
彼得说这只是 一段时间。
See, being a Christian gives you a real clear perspective about how short life is.
做基督徒让你看到这个真正的在地上的生命是多短暂。
We suffer these inconveniences, these hardships for a little while.
我们只是遭受短短的时间的一些苦难。
Or how about James?
然后我们再看雅各书。
You know this verse. I want you to read it with me in James chapter 1 verse 2 and 4. 用英文我们一起来哈，一起来念、
okay.
好不好？ Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Okay. 我的弟兄们，读众们呢，可以跟我一起念。我的弟兄们，你们落在这百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Consider it pure joy.
认为这是一个喜乐。
I had the worst year of my life.
这是我刚经历了最坏的一个一年。
As a Christian.
作为一个基督徒。
I mean, I'm sure it could have been much worse.
我感到不可能更坏。
Because I'm still pretty young. Don't laugh, you don't laugh.
我还很年轻。
I know it can be much worse. Yeah. I haven't lost a child. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I cannot imagine. I haven't lost a child. It was a bad year for me in terms of working in ministry. It was rough. Yeah.
虽然那个过去的一年是很坏，但是我知道可以变得更坏。比方我生活中我的孩子都在，一切都很好。
Many trials.
许许多多的试验。
Testing.
许许多多的试炼。
Misunderstandings.
许许多多的不理解。
Attacks by the enemy.
敌人的攻击。
Paul, James says, wow, what a great year.
雅各说这是一个很好的一年。
Wow, that's a great mindset.
这是这个很好的想法。
Consider it pure joy.
把他们作为一个纯粹的喜乐。
Because God is using me.
因为主是在使用我。
My life is making a difference.
我的生活是对别人有一个不同，造成别人的一个不同。
God doesn't want me to destroy myself.
主不是要我把我自己来毁坏。
To become real proud. 很骄傲的。
哦，变成很骄傲。
Because sometimes leaders can become very, very 骄傲, huh? Right? 是不是? God doesn't want you and I to destroy ourselves.
主不是让我在骄傲当中毁坏我们自己。
To be lifted up in pride.I'm the pastor.
不是把我们来提起来，只是骄傲的变成一个牧师。
No. So he lets these things come.
主让这些事情发生。
And they beat us and they mold us and they shape us, and we say at the end of it, we say, Lord, thank you for doing this in my life. Thank you for allowing this to happen in my life.
这些事情在我的身上发生，对我有挤压，把我们变成各样的形状，然后这个主就是通过这样的形状来做工。
If you look at your bulletin, there's three other things that God does if we allow Him to take us through trials. I'll give you those three things, and then we'll close.
在你们的
周报里面呢，有三个，
三章里面有三点。
Yeah, if we allow God to take us through these trials, number one, He will validate our ministry.
假如我们让主来经历这些困难，他有三件，他做三件。第一件，他就是会那个
validate， 我不知
道，他就会认可我们的牧会。
Yeah, look what he says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4. This is Paul.He says, in everything we do, we try to show that we are true ministers of God. We patiently endure troubles and hardships and calamities of every kind.
就像保罗在哥林多后书六章四节所说的，反倒在各样的事上，表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦。
When we don't get angry,
不要发怒。
And say, okay, I'm going to leave. Forget it. I quit.
所以我们说，离开了，我放弃了。
And we patiently endure.
但是我耐心的忍受。
And we say, okay, Lord, I accept these trials.
主，我接受所有这些试炼。
They're killing me, but I accept them.
虽然对我是一个很困难的事情，但是我还是接受它们。
They're really heavy, God, but I embrace them.
我拥抱这样的困难。
What happens? God says, I will validate you and they will discover that you are truly my minister.
主说，你这样做的话，我就会认可你的牧会。
Now we're not talking about just ministers like, oh, he's a pastor. He's talking about you and I, the ministers of Christ.
他所讲的是整个牧会，不是只是我一个人。
Those who serve the living God.
所有为主服务的。
So I'm not just talking about ministers like the people who stand and talk about the Bible. I'm talking about all of us, ministers of Christ.
他不是只是领会的人，而是所有的牧会的。
Are you a minister of Christ?
你是不是那个主的牧人？
You serve other people in Jesus' name?
你是不是也为主来服务，耶稣的名义为主服务？
This is what we're talking about. I'm a minister. I share the good news when I have an opportunity. I'm a minister of Christ. I serve other people.
我来牧会，我来为所有主的选民来服务。
God will validate you.
主会认可你。
He'll say, this man is genuine.
这个人是真实的。
Yeah, that's exciting to me.
对我来说是很令人激动的。
Because today in the Christian world, there's a lot of weird things going on.
在现今的基督社会里，有许多奇怪的事情发生。
And sometimes you're scratching your head, saying, "Is this guy just looking for money, or what? Who?"
你会有疑问，那些人是不是为了寻找钱
？Right? And there's a lot of it in Taiwan. You think, "What is this guy talking about? It doesn't seem like he's talking about Christ very much, or Jesus, or the Bible." He's talking a lot about money, and you begin to wonder. And God says, no, I will validate you. If you allow me to take you through trials, I will validate your ministry.
许多时候在台湾我们也碰到这样的事情，他们也不是讲圣经上面的事情，只是为了寻求钱。那假如你们经历这样的试炼的话，主说我会认可你。
The second thing God will do is he will personally come and console you and I.
第二点呢，主他就会亲自的来安慰你。
Have you ever experienced that?
你有没有经历过这样的事情？
God coming and ministering to you at an emotional level.
主在那个感情上跟你连接，来安慰你。
I experienced that in October when it was very dark. God came and He consoled me.
十月份在我生活中最黑暗的时候，主亲自来安慰我。
He revived me.
他复兴了我。
He comforted and encouraged me.
他安抚了我。他鼓励了我。
That is amazing when he does that.
对我来说是非常令人惊奇的经历。
This is how Paul describes it.
保罗在哥林多后书一章四节。
God comforts us in all of our troubles.
他在我们在一切的困难，他就安慰我们。
Wow, that's God.
这是主。
That's the way He is.
这是主所这样做的。
So that we can comfort others.
所以我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰遭受患难的各样的人。
He says in the same passage, verse 6, we are weighed down with troubles. It's for your benefit. It's for your salvation.
我们受困难患难呢，是为了叫你们得安慰得拯救。
God will come, He will personally console you and I.
主会亲自来安慰你和我。
And He will use it to bless many other people around you.
他会用这个来安慰所有的人。
And maybe He wants to use me today to comfort and encourage you.
他也是用我 来安慰你们。
That's His plan.
这是他主的计划。
So maybe you're going to have a trial when you leave this building today.
也许你会经历一些试炼。
Or maybe you're in the middle of a trial right now.
也许你个人正在经历这样的试炼。
And God cares about you.
但是主对你是关心的。
And He wants to console you.
他会安慰你。
To encourage you.
他会鼓励你。
I think He's saying, hey, don't quit.
他会对我们说不要放弃。
Don't run.
不要跑开。
Experience my amazing grace.
经历我的救恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
The last thing.
最后一点。
This is the third thing that God does. He revives you and I.、
Yeah. 第三呢，他就是会复兴你和我。
The psalmist says, "My comfort in my suffering is this: Your promise preserves my life."
在诗歌119:50，他说。这话将我救活了，我在患难中因此得安慰。
In the old King James Version, it says, "Your word quickens me, brings me life."
那个 King James Version 他说是复苏了我。
In another version, it says, "You preserve me, Lord."
这另外一个version 他说是复兴了我。
You revive me.
复兴了我。
That's been my year, and I wanted to share my year with you.
这就是我过去一年的经历。
I'm not going to quit.
我不会放弃。
God is validating my ministry.
主认可了我的牧会。
God is comforting and consoling me.
主来安慰我。
And He has revived me.
他会复兴我，他复兴我。
And I will continue. We will return back to Taiwan in early January.
一月份我会回到台湾。
And I want you to pray for Pam and I.
然后让你们为Pam 和我来祷告，
跟我们双胞胎儿子，他们快要十岁。Yeah.
两个孩子、They both 10 years old.
Yeah. I want you to pray for us. Pray that we will embrace the difficulties and the trials that we will face in 2009.
我要你们为我们祷告，让我们来经历这个试炼，然后面对这件事。
Are you willing to pray for us?
We are. 愿意为我祷告吗？
We are your missionaries.
我是你们的那个传道人。
And we love you guys.
我爱你。
We thank you. Yeah. We thank you for standing with us.
感谢你们跟我们站在一起。
And I think it was good for me to be honest with you today.
我觉得这对我来说是一件好事，我能够把那个坦诚的把这事情告诉你。
What God calls us to do is not easy.
主要我们做的事不是容易的事。
It's not easy, right? But we experience the grace of God.
但是我们能够经历主的恩典。
And God keeps changing us.
主会改变我们。
Let's give Him thanks.
让我们给他感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your amazing grace.
感谢你令人惊奇的恩典。
Lord, you are so good.
你太好。
Thank you for the trials in 2008.
感谢你2008年给我们所有的试炼。
Lord, thank you for this church.
主，我感谢你这个教会。
Continue to build, Lord, and knit our hearts together.
继续让我们的心连在一起。
Lord, I pray your grace would be upon this people.
让主的恩典降临在这个教会。
That they would experience the comfort of the Holy Spirit of God.
让他们能够经历你对他们的安慰。
That they would embrace the trials that will inevitably come.
他们能够面对所有的不可避免的那个试炼。
Validate their ministry.
认可他们的牧会教会。
Revive them, O Lord.
复兴他们。
Help them, Father.
让他们
To say, hey, it's okay. These trials, it's part of the experience of God.
让他们认识到这些试炼是可以的，是 OK 的。
Amen.
这是主对我们的给我们的经历。
Do it for your sake, God.
为了你所做的一切。
Do it for the sake of the elect right here.
让做所有的一切都是为了主的选民。
So that we resemble more and more the people of God.
就让我们越来越像你的儿女。
Thank you for your salvation.
谢谢你的救恩。
We thank you for Jesus Christ.
我感谢耶稣基督。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit of God.
我感谢你的圣灵。
We thank you for your living words that you've given us.
感谢你的活的话语。
We thank you today that you've spoken to us.
感谢你对我们说话。
We give you thanks.
我们感谢你。
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.